Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, May the 30th. Wow, I can't believe this month is already gone. Saturday, May the 30th, 2015, and the time is 2 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we're continuing with part two of probably a three-part series. We want to wrap this up, as best and as soon as possible because we're getting ready for the new series that's coming up, which is the Twin Flames. We're talking about the Twin Christ. I saw a Facebook post earlier today where a gentleman was being challenged on a particular post that he made where he was talking about and saying that Lucifer and Christ are the exact same. Now, what you will find being taught at the higher levels is that exact statement. That is the essence or the foundation of where we are going in this next series. And in this show, we're laying a foundation of Isaiah 14:12, Revelations 22:16. We want to make sure, brothers and sisters, that the thing that has this particular individual in the crosshairs doesn't get you in those same crosshairs. Because at the end game, the great falling away, the great deception, the great controversy that is coming is this exact subject that we're talking about today, the 33rd parallel. Jabal Harumun, Mount Hermon, the fallen angels, the Nephilim and the Nephilim. I just watched the movie last night, The Lazarus Effect. In the movie The Lazarus Effect, they were pretty much talking about the exact same thing. So in this movie, The Lazarus Effect, and all of the movies that are coming out, what they're telling you is that the Lazarus Effect, a person died, they brought the person back. But the way that they brought the person back, exactly what I've been talking about for 20 years, they use the amygdala and the hypothalamus, they use the serotonin, they use the pineal gland, and they use the pituitary gland. Now, I just saw the movie last night. I had no idea that this stuff was in this movie. But in this movie, they reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what I've been trying to share with people for years. And the thing that is scary to me is that how elaborate the destruction of the temple, the same way the destruction of Jerusalem took place, is the same way that the destruction of your temple, your body, your ruach, your pneuma, your spirit is going to take place. In the book of Luke chapter 19, verse 42, Luke 19:42 says, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in thy day, or in this day, the things which belong unto thee, but now they have hid them from your eyes. For the days shall come upon you, that thy enemies shall cast a trench before you, and they shall encompass you around about, and they shall keep you in every side and every way. And they shall lay upon you with the ground, and your children within you, and they shall not leave one stone upon another, because they know that the time of their visitation is near. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know how else, any way to explain it than what it just said, or what I just read in the chapter of Luke 19:42. Now, I talk a lot about this coming chaos that is designed to lead you into collapse, which means capture. Notice it talks about they are all around about you and your children. Now, for most people, that's gloom and doom. But for me, that's the signal for great admiration, not at the loss of life, but at the coming of the true Messiah. Because the false Messiah is going to be destroyed. This is the blueprint for the destruction of the morning star that is really the fallen star. Let me say that again. Excuse me. Now, this is the blueprint of the destruction of the fallen star that is presenting himself as the morning star. You say, well, Doc, what do you mean? The number 8, this is the year of the 8. The number 8 is the number of infinity, is also the number of Yahushua, or the number of Jesus. In the Greek, according to numerology, if you break it down using the Greek alphabet for the name Jesus, I-H-S-O-U-S, the values of each one of those letters come out to the number 8. 8. So it's 8 to the third power. It's the trinity of the 8. It is the year of the 8, the year of the light, the international year of light, which is the international year of the 8, which is the false Christ, which is Lucifer, which is Lucy, which is the Lazarus effect, which is Batman, which is Spider-Man, which is Thor. All of these, for example, let's look at, I don't know how much, I don't want to give away too much of this because we're going to talk about this in the series, but Thor, my brothers and sisters, if you really, really look at the movie Thor, if you really look at the everything about Thor, Thor lines up with Santa Claus. Thor lines up with this whole devil or this master or the master of the human domain. in the movie Thor, Thor and Santa Claus have a lot of similarities. Both Thor and Santa Claus ride in on a sleigh or chariot pulled by, again, if you go to the original Nordic story of Thor, based upon the myths of the northern lands, and you really look at the ancient, what they call the Odins, the O-D-I-Ns, the Odins. And if you look at their legend of their Thor, he was pulled on a chariot. Santa comes in with reindeer. Thor came in on a chariot. If I remember, it was either pulled by sheep or goats or something of that nature. They both are pagan, and they both are celebrated on the Sabbath. Thor, again, means thunder, which is similar to Santa Claus. They both have on red suits. They both are known to bring gifts. They both have bearded men. Thor, again, represents the lightning bolt, like Santa flies in, or Zeus. And so the similarities between the Thor story and the Santa Claus story and the Saturn story and the Satan story and the Baal story, where they brought gifts to Baal, namely their children, and they sacrificed the gifts to Baal. All of these, again, stories line up because, again, we're looking at the god Yule, Y-U-L-E, which is, again, is a northern god. And all of this stuff ties into the 33rd parallel. This ties into the fallen angels. This ties into Mount Hermon. And so what we're talking about is the end time blueprint of Mount Hermon. Now, we left off yesterday talking about the 33rd parallel. I want to drop a few nuggets in your lap about the 33rd parallel, because the way the 33rd parallel lines through or goes through certain states. Now, again, the twin flames, the post that I mentioned earlier, the number 8, which is the year 2015. This is the year of the 8, year of the light, the year of the false light. So the number 8, again, is the number of order. It is the number of the master executive. It is the number of self-discipline. It is the number of structure. It is the number of responsibility. It is the number of wisdom, the number of justice, the number of universal spiritual law. So when you look at the numerical value, and you look at the name Jesus, Yahushua says, I am the light of the world. He didn't say he brings light. He says, I am light. In the book of Isaiah, it talks about, oh, how thou have fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning star. So a lot of people equate that with Jesus Christ. And they just say that Lucifer and Christ are the same. That's what's taught at a lot of the higher levels. That's why we got to break down the twin flames or the twin Christ. Now, I threw that in there only because of the fact that that's where we're going with our next study. For today's study, what you need to make sure that you over and understand is that Jabal Haruman, the big picture, the fallen, the mountain of the chief, this is the mountain of the Nephilim. So the big picture is there's a celestial war about the destiny of the entire human race, not just your individual destiny. So you got to go up higher. Stop focusing on your individual destiny, my foe and no more. Focus on universalism, because the Catholic Church, Catholic Mass has replaced Christ's Mass, or Christmas, or Christmas. It is this mass universal salvation through the Vatican by the Jesuit priest, the Pope, on Mount Hermon, Mount Hermon. Why? That is the mountain of the chief. That is the mountain, again, where the fallen angels sat down, established their home, if you will, and decided this is the place that we're going to create a massive paradigm shift in this universe, and we're going to take over humanity. So Yahushua went on that same mountain, and he transfigured himself, letting the fallen angels know this is the place where I am going to transform humanity. So the fallen angels, they're on Mount Hermon. They are using the UN. They are empowering the powers that be, and they are creating everything that you see that is going on the world today. Yahushua, the true Christ, is coming to transfigure humanity.
But the false Christ, they want to combine metal and men. They want to bring about transhumanism, not transformation. So you are going to be a transhuman or you're going to be transformed. But that's going to be a trans that takes place. It's just you're going to be transhuman or you're going to be transformed. That is the great controversy. Now, I wish what I'm about to say was not true. Not because it's anything mystical, anything deep, but just because this happens to me all the time. So I go to the mailbox. I open the mailbox. There's a book inside the mailbox. There's no cover on the book. There's no place where the book said that it is from. It didn't say who mailed the book. I don't know if somebody just opened up my mailbox and put it in. The only person that could do that obviously could be the mailman or somebody who knew the mailman who was there when the guy comes in, because it is a federal offense to put something in somebody's mailbox or to tamper with anybody's mailbox. So I go to my mailbox, and inside of my mailbox is a book. The title of this book, The Great Controversy, Past, Present, and Future, How Will It End? So I went to my favorite search engine. I typed in the title of this book, The Great Controversy. How will it all end? Now, I can't make this up. I couldn't even get a Hollywood producer, scriptwriter to write the script for my life story. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. This happens to me all the time. What are the chances of what I am talking about and what I'm getting ready to do with this last message, and somebody sends me a book? How in the world is this book? I thought it was a joke. Am I being punked? Where's Ashton Kutcher at? I thought I was on the episode of Punk. So you mean to tell me somebody put this book inside of my mailbox? Why and how? And what are they trying to say? So I go to Google and I type it in, and guess what? This book comes up. Now, this book is online for free. You can read it yourself. In fact, I highly recommend anyone listening to this show to go to Google or your search engine, type in the book, type in the word, The Great Controversy. A book comes up by the name, by the author of Ellen G. White. Now, if you don't know who Ellen White is, wow, may I humbly, respectfully submit to you that you go to Google, Yahoo, whatever search engine, type in The Great Controversy. Make sure that there's a few of them out there, but it's the title of the book is The Great Controversy Between Christ and Satan, The Conflict of the Ages in Christian Dispensationalism. Now, again, brothers and sisters, I am not making it up. I can bring my wife on here to verify this story. This book came in my mailbox. Who ordered it? I didn't order it. How did this book end up? Sorry about that. How did this book end up in my mailbox? I have no clue, but it's here. So obviously somebody wants me to read this book. If one of you guys sent this book to me, please email me and let me know so I know who sent it to me. All I know, I have a book in my mailbox called The Great Controversy, written by Ellen White. I've done a few shows on Ellen White. I hope you understand who Ellen White is. That's another study for another time. All I know, just go to Google, type in Ellen White, or type in The Great Controversy Between Christ and Satan. You will find a lot of the stuff that I talk about, again, is in this book. Who sent me this book, brothers? Who sent me this book, sisters? Why am I getting this book now? How come I didn't get it last week? Why am I getting this book right before I get ready to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify The Great Controversy? The thing that nobody on earth wants you to know, the difference between the twin flames. The great controversy, brothers and sisters, that took place, past dictates the present, and it animates the future. That's what they want you to do. People who control the past control the future. This is called the New World Order. This is called mind control. This is called the Illuminati Jesuit Jesus. This is called Julius Caesar, a.k.a. Jesus Christ. This is Constantine's Christ. They don't want you to know who the real Christ is. They want you to continue to serve Constantine and Julius Caesar. Roman theology,
the 33rd degree, the 33rd parallel. Now, there are some major cities that are on the 33rd parallel. I posted the map of the 33rd parallel on my Facebook page. You can go to Google, any search engine, just type in map of 33rd degree parallel or just 33rd parallel. Pull it up and check it out. What major cities is on the 33rd degree parallel? Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, California. Most of these states I've been to. All of these states have something in common that has to do with FEMA. I'm not at liberty to share that at this moment. All of these major cities, I pray to God that nobody that I know, unfortunately, my daughter lives in Dallas, Texas. I'm trying to get her out of there as soon as possible. Am I saying anything bad is going to happen in these cities? Absolutely not. Am I saying something wrong with these cities? Not at all. You want to stay there? Knock yourself out. No one, none of my family or friends, I'm going to need to share the information with them. My daughter's a grown woman. She can do whatever she wants. But she can't say, Dad didn't tell me. Now, the headquarters of FEMA in the state of Texas is located in Dallas, Texas. I'll let you figure it out. I know you guys are a lot sharper than I am. Let me say the states that are on the 33rd degree parallel again. Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama, Dallas, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, California, the 33rd degree parallel. There was just a big meeting with John McCain and Lindsey Graham talking about what is going on in Phoenix and Charleston. Both of those cities are on the 33rd degree parallel. Now, my brothers and my sisters, there is a town that's close to, it's called Goose Creek, South Carolina. I don't know if you guys remember that what happened, a false flag event that took place in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Very, very important. What you will find is there is going to be some, and there has been, and there will continue to be certain events that take place on the 33rd degree parallel, kind of like the Bermuda Triangle. Why? That is a dimension. Just like Mount Hermon. Just like the mountain in Arizona, that the Native Americans on top of this mountain is the Vatican's, telescope. So on top of a mountain in Arizona, 33 degree parallel, there is a telescope, the most powerful one the most powerful one that has been created, to my knowledge. What is it called? Lucifer. What are the chances? Again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But right now, there is the mountain in Arizona, and I have that was a YouTube video. God breaks it down really, really good. But again, that's not really that important. But on top of this mountain in Arizona, the Native Americans call this mountain, like they said, Mount Hermon is. They said that this mountain is one of six mountains that are dimensional gateways or stargates. So the Native Americans did not want the University of Arizona and the United States government. Now they took over this mountain. They made it into a national park, but you can't go up there. But on top of this mountain, they have this big old telescope staring out into space, waiting for somebody to show up. Who are they waiting for? Who are they looking for? The powers that be know, Jay-Z know, Kanye know, a lot of people know. But as good Cretans, we don't know. Now, the 33rd degree parallel, as we break it down, we're going to go deeper into it. We're going to talk about the Vatican. We're going to talk about the link between Saddam Hussein, Baghdad, and the 33rd degree. We're going to break down human sacrifices. We're going to break down how every state through which the 33rd degree parallel allows the death penalty. Every state that the 33rd degree goes through allows the death penalty. We mentioned that before. And we're going to break down why that's important with, again, the Fallen Star Administration or the Fallen Star Demonstration versus the Morning Star Administration. Brothers and sisters, as I've talked about on many, 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 many shows, the well goes very, very deep. It's very, 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 very important that you pay close attention in these last times. Because when I say last times can mean the last 100 years. I'm not a predictor or a forecaster. That's not my forte. But I can see in the dark. The angels, they taught women charms, enchantment, cutting of roots, knowledge of plants. They taught men how to make weapons, how to make armor, how to use the arts, and how to use science. Let me say that again. According to the Book of Enoch, notice the separation between what was taught to the different sexes. This is important. We're going to break this down later on in another study, but we must lay the foundation today. According to the Book of Enoch, the women were taught certain things, the men were taught certain things. Again, you can read this for yourself. You can go to the book of 1 Enoch chapter 7, and it breaks all of this down for you. So 1 Enoch chapter 7 says that the angels came down, they saw the daughters of men, they went into them, they had sex with them. These produced offspring. Now 1 Enoch chapter 7 verse 1, let me actually read it. 1 Enoch chapter 7 verse 1 says, and they took unto themselves, and every one of them respectively chose women for themselves, and they began to go unto them. And they taught them magical medicine, incantations, the cutting of roots, and they taught them plants. And the woman became pregnant, and they gave birth to great giants, whose heights were 300 cubits. These giants consumed the produce of all the people until the people detest feeding them. So the giants, they turned against the people, and they began to devour them. Now, and then it goes on, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to read the rest of Enoch 1, chapter 7. I would like for you to read it at your convenience. But it talks about how they taught, again, charms, enchantment, cutting of roots, what we call herbalology, their knowledge of plants. They taught men weaponry, how to make armor, the arts, and the sciences. When we look at all of this, this is what is called lawlessness. Now, I need to make sure as I bring this message to a close today that you understand lawlessness, because this is the end game, lawlessness, the lawless one. So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 8, you guys know that chapter. That's my favorite, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. The big picture is about the lawless one. So the enemy has to make you a part of his camp by being lawless. So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all those chapters, it talks about if you do not have a love of aletheia, a love of the truth, that the Father will send you a strong delusion, so that way you will believe the lie. Now, the reason, my brothers and sisters, that we must over-understand, this is called the lawless one or the man of sin that it talks about in 2 Thessalonians. Now, this man of sin is what the entire end time is about. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, really the entire chapter, we'll start with verse 1, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1. Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. Notice what this is about. This is not about FEMA caps. This is not about Jade Ham 15. This is not about everything that you're going to hear in the news. You got to go higher. You got to go up on Mount Hermon. You got to look down. You got to go up and you got to see things from God's point of view. Let me say that again. You got to see things from God's point of view. You want to understand what is going on. If not, my brothers and sisters, everything that I'm talking about will not make sense. Let me say that again. Everything that I'm talking about will not make sense unless you understand 2 Thessalonians. If you can wrap your brain around 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, everything makes sense. Because 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is the blueprint of the great controversy that is going on between the twin flames. Because it's talking about a particular Christ. Excuse me. Not the watered-down version that we got today. I'm going to break that down in the series that starts on June the 5th. For now, let's look at the man of sin, the lawless one. Because the lawless one is being dethroned. So what is happening is not a cause for despair, but a cause for joy and excitement. Because the lawless one is being removed. The man of sin is being taken off the planet. And the frequency, the wave, the vibration of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control is being returned to the planet. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you do not be quickly shaken from your composure, or that you be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter, as if it is from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. What did I just get in the mail today, brothers? What did I just get in the mail today, sisters? I got in the mail something that could cause someone to be disturbed. So you're hearing all of these messages about Jade Ham, about the end of the world, about the stock market is getting ready to crash, the dollar is being devalued. These knuckleheads are purposely causing chaos because they believe out of chaos comes order. Order out of chaos. That's their acronym. So they are purposely making chaos. They are purposely putting oil in the oceans. They are purposely putting genetically modified organisms in our food. They are purposely putting chemtrails in the air. They are purposely doing things to harm our planet and to harm you. Why? They want to destroy what God has created or what God has allowed to be created. Now, the scripture tells me everything that's going on, it says, don't be quickly shaken. You're going to be shaken, but you shouldn't be first thing happening. Oh, man, into the world, the sky is falling like Chicken Little. No, hang on. It's falling, but it's not falling right now. It says, don't be quickly shaken from your composure. Now, brothers and sisters, let me read that in the King James, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. This is really important. It says, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by a spirit, nor by a word, nor by a letter, as it came from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. So somebody is telling you, all of these doom and gloom preachers out there telling you that the day of the Lord is at hand. What I'm telling you is that the lawless one is getting ready to be removed. The day of the Lord is not at hand. Don't be disturbed. Let me say it again. Don't be shaken in your mind. This is a mind game. Somebody is trying to mind F you, as I've talked about on many shows. Don't be disturbed in your mind, brothers. Don't be disturbed in your mind, sisters. Don't be disturbed in your spirit. Don't let a spirit, don't let a message, don't let a letter, don't let nothing affect you. Verse 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, King James. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed first, the son of perdition. Has there been a great falling away? It started. Has the son of perdition and the son of sin been revealed? Do you know who the Antichrist is? I don't. I know a lot of people. I got a good idea, but he hasn't been revealed yet. So until that happens, you should not be disturbed. The big picture, brothers and sisters, let's go up to Mount Hermon, where Jesus transfigured himself and where the fallen angels fell down And the war, a celestial war, is going on for the destiny of mankind. I'm going to pull up a seat, and I'm going to watch the battle. I'm putting my money on Crash Stocks. Who are you putting your money on? It is my belief, my brothers and sisters, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I believe that my spirit is going to override my flesh. Although right now the flesh seems like it's winning. But I know greater. God honor his word above his own name. So my brothers and my sisters, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith worketh patience. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that you don't allow no man, woman, child, letter, or spirit, demon, or devil to shake your faith. Because there's a shaking going on right now, brothers and sisters. There is a great falling away. That's why you're going to find me starting to return a little bit less science and more spirituality. I'll be quoting more scriptures. I'll be going back to the basics. I've been out there in left field because now people need to hear some of the basics again. Because a lot of people are going to start missing it. Why? Let no one, the Bible says, let no man deceive you by any means. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the son of sin be revealed first. Verse 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. King James, very, very important, brothers and sisters. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, or so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. The temple is not a building, brothers and sisters. What's going on in Jerusalem at the Temple Mount, that is child's play. You the temple. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. There's a war going on right now for the control of the seat of the soul, of your frontal lobe, of your temple, God's sanctuary. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach, the Numa, the Holy Spirit, whom you have, that you are not your own? So let me make sure that you understand the battle that is going on right now for your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. You're struggling. I know you're struggling because I'm struggling. So if I'm struggling, I know you're struggling. With all that I know, I'm struggling. I'm struggling, brothers and sisters. I don't know if I'm going to make it. There is coming a great falling away. Let no one deceive you, brothers and sisters. If I can be deceived, you can be deceived. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. Let's go back to verse 3. Don't be fooled by what they say, for that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God, and the man of the lawless one is revealed, the one who brings destruction. The lawless one brings destruction. New Living Translation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. New Living Translation. 2 Thessalonians 2, 4. New Living Translation. He will exalt himself, and he will deify everything that people, or he will defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. Let me say it again. He will exalt himself, and he will exalt himself over everything that is called God and everything that is worshipped. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. So not only on the physical temple, but the spiritual temple, that means that you will exalt math, music, and language over God. Colossians 2:8 is coming. Metal over men. Technocrats, technology. I've already got the book out. There's going to be a promotion for technology over spirituality. Science over spirituality. Everything over spirituality, over God, over Jesus Christ, over Yahushua, the HaMashiach. When the great falling away happens, when the son of destruction is revealed, and men promote metal over men, you might want to get ready. Your redemption draweth nigh. My brothers and my sisters, I will wrap up part three of this series tomorrow. We'll go a little bit more, talk a little bit more about the physical mountain and what's going over, going to take place in the physical planet of Jerusalem. I want to talk a little bit about this book that I got in the mail, The Great Controversy. I would encourage everyone, if you have the opportunity, to go online. Again, it's a free PDF book. You can download it for yourself. It's a cookie blower. Wow. I mean, I just can't. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how this happened. My brothers and my sisters, please join me tomorrow, 12 noon, as we continue with part three. Again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.